A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Yud Aleph. Baba Basra 111A. Pagination is 221. We'll start from the facing page, one line up from the bottom, with the word Vihaish Esimo, that a man inherits his mother upon her passing. By way of introduction, let's examine the psukim in Parshas Pinchas, which introduce the concept of Torah inheritance. We're in Perek Chav Zayin in Chumash Bamidbar, Pasuk Ches. The pasuk says, Ish ki yamos, a man who will die. So it's the man, we'll see, we'll call him the father, who passes away. Ubein ein lo, if he doesn't have a son. So we understand that if he did have a son, the son would be the one to inherit. But as was in the case of Benos Salavchad, there were no sons. And therefore, we're going to consider a situation where there is no son. Had there been a son, he would inherit. Va'avartem es nachaloso levito. So being that there's no son, the daughter inherits. This is a very important piece of knowledge to be aware of, that the daughter does not halachically inherit if there is a son. And therefore, a special mechanism has to be put into place to gift property to the daughter if you indeed want to make sure that the daughter inherits. And the mechanism is to somehow create a gift that takes effect before the passing. Continues the pasuk after we know son and daughter. Vim ein lo bas, let's say there is no daughter. Person died without children. Unisatem es nachaloso le'echov, then we're going to give the property to the man's brothers. Now, we have a principle over here that the father of the deceased would also be an eligible inheritor, and the brothers, though, are going to come before the uncles. Vim ein lo achim, if there are no brothers, unisatam es nachaloso la'achei aviv, then it would go up to the father's brothers, meaning uncles of the deceased. This is all in the psukim. The question that we're dealing with is that we were told that a man inherits his mother. How do we know that? A man inherits his father. That was the opening concept. But how do you know that a man inherits his mother? Minu ani mili, the Gemara asks, how do you know? Detanu Rabbanon, we answer, V'chol bas yoreshes nachala mimatos b'nei Yisrael. There was a situation described that a daughter was inheriting property from two different tribes. And the Gemara assumes that the simple presentation of how she got property from two different tribes, Heyech bas yoreshes shnei matos, how could that happen? Elezusha via mishevet echot. Her father is from one shevet, let's say Reuven. V'ima mishevet acher, and her mother was from a different shevet, let's say Shimon. Umesu, and they both died, v'yarshosan, and she inherited them, and whatever rule applies in that case, but she's inheriting from both. Clearly you see that the daughter inherits the mother. That wasn't really the question that we asked, though. We asked, how do you know that the son inherits the mother? Says the Gemara, Ve'en li alabas. I realize I only proved that the daughter inherits both the father and the mother. Ben minayin, how do I know that if there's a son that he would inherit? Amrit kal v'chomer. This is based on logic. Uma bas shahura kocha b'nechsei ha'av yafe kocha b'nechsei ha'eim. If a daughter who's in a weakened position inheritance-wise, when we talk about the father's passing, and there's a son, the son gets everything. The daughter gets nothing. So the daughter is generally in a weaker position as far as inheritance goes. And ben sheyafe kocha b'nechsei ha'av, and a son is in a very good position. He's a more likely inheritor because we see by the father's passing that the son collects all. The son is the inheritor. Einodin, isn't it logical that where the daughter is an eligible inheritor, that the son is also an eligible inheritor? The Gemara adds one more nuance, umimakam shabas, and let's continue the logic in all of its force. Malalon ben kodem labas, just like over there, the son came before the daughter. Afkan ben kodem labas, here also the son comes before the daughter. There are a lot of steps over here. First, based on the psukim, the son comes before the daughter in the inheritance of the father. Then, the Gemara tells us that a daughter can inherit from the father and the mother. We have no idea whether there's a son present or not a son present, but we do know that the daughter inherits. We continue with the logic that if the daughter inherits, then certainly the son also inherits, because the son is a more likely inheritor, because we see that there's a case where when there's a son and daughter, the son alone inherits. So certainly when the daughter is inheriting, the son is an inheritor. And then we clinch it with the concept that if in the past we always saw that the son got priority, so here also, where there's an inheritance, the son gets priority, namely in the property of the deceased mother. The Gemara objects, as you might have detected, there's a concept called dayo. Dayo means that you can't make the stronger thing stronger than what's letting you know the halacha. Let's be specific. You only know that the son is an inheritor in the property of the mother because the daughter is an inheritor in the property of the mother. To say that therefore the son should be a stronger inheritor in the property of the mother is a violation of the principle called dayo. Dayo lios kinidon. It's enough that you make them comparable. But to make the stronger thing stronger than where you learnt it out, to make the son in the inheritance of the mother stronger than the daughter, that's too much. You could only learn that he's like the daughter. I'm making a kal vachomer that he's no less than the daughter. But to make him stronger than the daughter, you can't do that. And therefore the Gemara answers, Ba'alma darish dayo, indeed, it's about seven lines later, normally there would be a principle of dayo, v'shayni hacha, but here it's different, to amakra mimatos. The pasuk compared the two inheritance allocations that the daughter is getting as if they're the same. They're going to work with the same mechanism. And that mechanism, that set of rules, is that if there is a son, the son gets, and only if there is no son, then the daughter gets. So indeed, the pasuk we quoted on the top line is telling you there could be a scenario where the daughter is inheriting, but it's mimatos. Just like the inheritance of the father, the son gets priority, so too in the inheritance of the mother, the daughter could be an inheritor. But if there's a son, the son would be the inheritor. On the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara considers, are these two things comparable to the extent that the son would get pi shenayim if he's a bechor? A firstborn gets double portion. Also based on a pasuk, Parshas Kisetze. Would that concept apply in the inheritance of the mother? and the Gemara explains in Amud Beis that it does not. Based on an exclusion, the son is the inheritor as opposed to a daughter, but the son among his brothers, even if he's the firstborn, would not get Pishnayim double, and therefore, in some respect, Matos, the inheritance of the father and the inheritance of the mother are the same, that both son and daughter could be inheritors. If there's a son, then the daughter does not inherit. But in a different regard, the inheritance from the father is different than the inheritance of the mother, because only in the inheritance from a father will the son, a firstborn, get a double portion. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.